Hi everyone, welcome to the orientation and mobility version of 2 Minute Tips. This is Melissa Mabee. Today we're going to talk about tips for mental mapping, which is what can help when it seems that you are lost and not sure where you are. These tips are also known as orientation skills. I'm going to talk about landmarks, clues, and how to build awareness of what's around you using senses other than vision. Try to practice using these skills at home or when you're out in the community again someday. If possible, close your eyes and let your other senses take priority. So everyone who experiences vision loss has had these moments of feeling lost. For some folks, it could happen at a new place, such as a friend or family member's house. And for others, it can happen in your own home, even though you've lived there for a number of years. Making these observations is how you will build a mental map of where you are. So when this happens and you feel lost, stand still and take a deep breath. Try not to panic and remind yourself, you can do this. First, try to touch a nearby wall or a piece of furniture to steady yourself, as some people may feel quite disoriented and off balance when they're not sure of where they are. Think about, what are you touching? Furniture, counters, or cabinets will help identify the room you're in. Walls may have textured wallpaper, smooth paint, paneled walls, or woodwork that can help tell you where you are. At Insight in Warwick, there's only one corner in our entire building with fraying wallpaper, and it's right across from John's office and the training apartment. So when you find something unique, such as that one spot of fraying wallpaper, or a special furniture item, or the front desk at an office, those are considered landmarks. Landmarks are a terrific item for your mental map. Landmarks never move, and you must always be able to find them. For one Insight client, when he was at home standing near his piano, that told him that he was directly across from his favorite chair. Each one of these observations will add to your mental map. The more information you gather, the better idea you will have of where you are and what's around you. Now take a moment to think and remember. If you are in a familiar place, try to access your visual memory. What's the layout of this place, and where did you just come from? Next, observe what's around you. Even if your vision loss is severe, you may be able to notice light and dark and some color. Light tells you the direction where you may find a window or a lamp. Large amounts of light may indicate a bay window or your living area or a glass door. Overhead lights are usually found in a kitchen. In grocery stores, the brightest light is usually towards the front entrance near the checkout aisles. What do you feel under your feet? Tiles can mean a bathroom or a kitchen or an area where lots of people may be walking. When you're out in the community, commercial mats are generally found near an exterior entrance. At home, carpeting might be found in a bedroom or your living room. Now think, what does the air around you tell you? If you can smell food, that's usually near a kitchen. Fresh moving air will be near a window, door, or even a fan. Soap and laundry smells are usually near a bathroom or laundry room, or if you're out and about, you might be in the cleaning products aisle in the grocery store. If it's really cold in the grocery store, you're probably near the freezer section. Changes in temperature can also mean that you're near a heater, oven, or that drafty window next to your favorite chair. When we're out in a shopping mall, most of us can't miss the unique smells of Dunkin' Donuts or Yankee Candle. Now, pay close attention to what you're hearing. Sounds can come and go, and you will use them as clues for your mental map. Think about what sounds tell you about your location. Running water, the sound of a refrigerator, someone talking on the phone, or even the television are unique to certain locations. When you're outside and you hear traffic, it can tell you the direction of exits or inside the house. You'll know what side of the house you're in. Most of the time, car sounds are towards the street side or the front of a house. Pay attention to sounds in the community, such as church bells, birds, and buses. In a commercial building, such as a doctor's office or a shopping center, listen for escalators and elevators. Sliding doors identify the direction of exits and entrances. Cash registers make frequent beeping noises, and the deli area in the grocery store, you might hear the staff calling for the next customer. If you'd like more tips on mental mapping or anything related to orientation and mobility in general, give me a call at 401-941-3322, extension 110, or send me an email at mmabee@in-site.org. All of us here at Insight are still available to help with all your needs. Thanks for listening and stay well.